Hare Krishna. Live in the light of Krishna, not the shadow of death. Some people feel troubled by the spiritual directive that is sometimes given to always think of death. They say that won't such thinking make one paranoid? You know, won't it make one gloomy? Won't it cause psychological damage by making a person very fearful and insecure? Yes, it's a valid concern, and it's possible that thinking of death can make one morbid. We have to see every directive that is given in spiritual circles in the context of its ultimate purpose. The essence of spiritual growth and of spiritual life in general is that we develop our love for Krishna, and developing our love for Krishna requires thinking about Krishna. So when we focus on thinking of Krishna, when we focus on remembering Krishna, that is how we grow. And sarva vidhi nishedasur etayoreva kinkaram smartavya satatam vishnu vismartavyam najatuchit. Padma Puran states that always remember Krishna. The Vishnu Puran says that always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. Krishna, Vishnu, same person. And all rules are meant to be subordinate to this rule. So when we practice bhakti, our primary purpose is to think of Krishna. Now, the problem with thinking of Krishna is that often we feel that thinking about other things and indulging in other things is more pleasurable. That is why we let our thoughts go in other directions. And other things may give some pleasure, but their pleasure is temporary. And often the thinking about other things, indulging in other things is entangling. It is degrading. It keeps us bound in material existence. So, when we get enamored by worldly pleasures, to think about Krishna at that time can act as a cerebral jolt by which we can recognize, what am I doing wasting my time thinking about these things? Let me focus on Krishna. That is going to be productive. When we learn to think about Krishna, our consciousness becomes purified, our eternal spiritual nature becomes activated, and we attain eternal life. So thinking about Krishna gives us the ultimate fruit, the eternal fruit. And because thinking about worldly things can distract us from getting that ultimate fruit, so we think about death so as to get an impetus for thinking about Krishna. Now if somebody divorces the two directives, divorces the directive of thinking about death from thinking about Krishna and thinks only about death, say, for example, when people are fearful of terrorist attacks, they are very paranoid. Now, constantly insecure, constantly fearful, that is unhealthy. And the Bhagavad Gita cautions against this. In 18.35, it states that Yaya swapnam bhayam shokam vishadam madameva cha navimunchati durmedha dhruti saparta tamasi. So, Yaya swapnam bhayam shokam, a person who's lost in dreaming, daydreaming, in fearfulness, in moroseness, in lamentation, vishadam madameva cha, in intoxication, in moroseness, navimunchati durmedha, navimunchati, and one doesn't give that up, durmedha, one uses a distorted intelligence to stick to it. Medha is intelligence, durmedha is a misdirected intelligence. So that means a person rationalizes one's obsession with the negative. And then in this way holds on to the negative, that is dhruti sa partha tamasi, that is determination in the mode of ignorance. So actually such determination is definitely undesirable and it is not at all conducive to spiritual life. So the word determination is used here because when something is difficult to hold on and we hold on to it, that holding on requires determination. But if you are holding on to that which is holding us down, that is just dragging us down, then that is determination in the mode of ignorance. So that is definitely undesirable, undesirable, both materially and spiritually. Materially, we just make ourselves miserable, and spiritually, we cannot rise to the mode of goodness and beyond to transcendence, which is what is required to attain spiritual perfection, spiritual growth. So now, if we find ourselves that thinking about death is making us paranoid, then we can stop thinking about death and we can focus on thinking about Krishna. And when we get distracted from thinking about Krishna, by temptations of worldly pleasures, we can remind ourselves, this is temporary. My current material life is temporary. This life is temporary. So why should I get caught in temporary things? And thus we can bring our thoughts back to Krishna. So as devotees, we are primarily meant to live not in the shadow of death, not in the fear and paranoia of death, but we are meant to live in the light of Krishna, in the light of His wisdom, His bliss, His love. All these reminders we take to move towards Krishna. And the thought of the death, we use the shadow of death and thought or thinking about it to enter deeper into the light of Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.